Today's daf is daf Yud Zayin. We're up to the Mishnah. Zakre like a Mishnah. Yesh neder betoch neder ve'ein shvuah betoch shvuah. We continue now our list of contrasts between neder and shvuah, and one of those contrasts is that it is possible to have a neder that is subsumed within another neder, but it's not possible to do that with a shvuah. Ketzad? Omar Harini Nazir Imochal. Let's say a guy says, I will be a Nazir if I eat from that piece of bread. Harini Nazir Imochal, and he then repeats it. Viachal. Chayav al kol achat viachat. In that case, he would have to be a Nazir twice. We have finished his first 30 days, bring his korbanot, and then keep another Nazirut. But if he said, Shvu'ah shelo ochal, Shvu'ah shelo ochal, and he goes ahead and he eats it, eino chayav ela achat. Then he was only over on one lav, and he would only be chayav on one korban shvua. Omer Ravuna, says Ravuna, when the Mishnah refers to having multiple nazirot, and it's possible for a nazirot to be chala nazirot, that's loshanu ela daomar, hareni nazir ayom, hareni nazir lamachar. The point over here is that there isn't really any difference if you would try to make two nazirut one on the other, because there already is a nazirut. Where is there a place for the nazirut to be challah? But if you said areni nazir hayom, and then you said and I will be a nazir tomorrow, so then the nazirut tomorrow is mechayev you in an extra day of nazirut, because it would be 31 days. But the din is that once there is a nazirut, migo de komitusaf yuma yetera, since there's that one extra day, the minimum nazirut is to keep 30 days. You'll now have to keep another 30 days because it had that one day to be challah. So since it's chal for that one extra day, migu de komitos of yuma yatera, chayla nazirut on nazirut, because of that you can have now the entire nazirut that would be kept after you complete the original nazirut. Abol amar hareni nazir hayom, hareni nazir hayom, then that would be the same as a shvua. There's no place for the nazirut to be chal. Ein chal a nazirut on nazirut. Where Shmuel amar, afilu amar hareni nazir hayom, hareni nazir hayom. As we'll see, we have a pasuk that says nazir lahazir lahashem. One of the meanings of nazir lahazir is that it's possible to have a nazirut that's chala, but there's no way to keep it. That's the point. So that you'll need to keep an additional 30, it's not that you'll have two nazirut, one on the other. So that if you would say, eat the anavim, you'd be chayef twice for the two nazirut. That we're not saying.
Simultaneous.
There's no such thing as a simultaneous nazirut. It's a meaningless concept, simultaneous nazirut. But what is possible is for the nazirut to be chal and then to be nitka until you're able to keep it. If it hadn't been chal at all, then it wouldn't possibly be chal later. Because certainly saying hareni nazir ayom twice is not the same thing as saying hareni nazir achas shloshim yom. Right? So when would it be chal? It can't be chal now. Your statement never was to make a nazirut later. It's not chal at all. Therefore, in essence, what's happening is that the nazirut is chal in terms of the chiyuv, except that you can't be yotzi your chiyuv, but sort of be like when you're tameh. So then you push off your nazirut. And you start keeping it after your tummy. Here you have things that are preventing the second nazirut from taking place. So it starts as soon as it's able to, which is after Shloshim Yom. Masha'in came, and when it would come to the Shvua, it wouldn't be a Shvua at all. Because a Shvua cannot be Chal on a Shvua. We don't have that limud of Nazir Lahazir. But, says Ravuna, no, that's not the case. It would only work with a migu. In other words, once it's going to be chal, partially it'll be chal entirely. Now, the Gemara is going to ask why that wouldn't be true about Shavuot also. In other words, why would this be a contrast between Neder and Shavuot? But we'll get to that later. So far, let's take Ravuna now, simply on face value. So we have a question about whether we're darshaning from Nazir Lahazir that you can actually have two simultaneously chal chiyuvim in the zirut, or whether there needs to be a place for the Zirut to be Chala, which then is B'chayev you on the minimal Shloshim Yom of the Zirut. Ask the Gemara. If this is the case, then what Ravuna is saying is that there's not really a fundamental difference between Neder and Shvua, because the truth is, you could have made a Neder in the same way as you're making the Shvua, and then it would not have been Chala, right? Now, Ravuna agrees that if you said, Areni Nazir Ayom, Areni Nazir Ayom, it will not be Chal. So why in the world should the Mishnah only contrast Neder and Shvua? It would be true even in the Dorim. So why, therefore, asks the Gemara, Adatana ein Shvua betol Shvua. Instead of saying there's no Shvua and a Shvua, you don't have to even talk about Shvua. We'll see in a moment that that's not really accurate. But let's take it Kipshutai, which is what it normally means. Instead of contrasting Neder to Shvua and saying ein Shvua betol Shvua, but yesh Neder betol Neder, what you could have said is, yesh neder betoch neder, vein neder betoch neder. If you say areni nazar ayom areni nazir lemachar, then yesh neder betoch neder. But if you say areni nazar ayom, vein ein neder betoch neder. What do you have to go to Shvua for? Now, as the Ran points out, that would be a ridiculous question, because the Mishnah does not exist in a vacuum. This is a Mishnah. It's a long list of contrasts of Shvua and Neder. So it doesn't help to ask me, why do you need to use Neder and Shvua as the contrast? Well, that's obviously, I'm trying to show you a long list of contrasts of Neder and Shvua. So I want to show you that when it comes to Shvua, there would be no way to do it. When it comes to Neder, there is a way to do it. You can't ask me that I should say it the other way, then it wouldn't even belong here. Therefore, says the Ran, Baal Korchach, we're going to have to explain that the Gemara's question is not, why do it this way, do it that way, but which is what normally ada tani x tani y means. Instead, what it means is, says the Ran, if it's really true that neder betoch neder only works because of a migu, so then you should make that clear. And you should have said, ein shvua betoch shvua, yesh neder betoch neder, vein neder betoch neder. And that way, at least the person doesn't get confused. So you'll taina, if that's the case, we should also make the nafkamina between the case of Nizirut, where we're learning it up from Nazil Hazir, and Konamot. Because really, ain't neder betoch neder when it comes to Konamot. In other words, if I say Kikar Zualai, and then I repeat, Kikar Zualai, it's a meaningless statement. It has nothing to be chalon. So once you're asking, why not clarify the fact that neder isn't always neder chalal neder, but only in this unique case of Nizirut, says the Ran, that's not a question. Anybody who reads the Mishnah, sort of, what? You said neder betoch neder, and your example of neder betoch neder is Nizirut. Isn't that pretty stupid? Unless, must be that by Konamot, indeed, there's no such thing. In other words, the closest you'll get to the idea of neder betoch neder is a case of Nizirut. Even the way that the Mishnah is phrased is really weird. That Hareni Nazar Imo Chal, which is irrelevant. What's the difference? Imo Chal. No, that's not the point. Just say Hareni Nazir, right? Why Imo Chal? So on the simple level, Iran explains, because we're simply contrasted to Shvua. Shvua Shelo Chal, Hareni Nazir Imo Chal. But there's a deeper point to that. Because by saying Hareni Nazir Imo Chal, what you're doing is you're creating tremendous pressure not to eat. So we're calling that as if you've made an iser to eat, because eating will trigger now things that are going to be very problematic for you. And we'll see that this is a way, actually, that a person can be manad of somebody. You say, okay, but if you do that then, and then this becomes its equivalent of a shvua in certain cases. So therefore, the Mishnah actually is contrasting a particular type of sort of kainin. But any reader of the Mishnah immediately picks up, I guess pure Konam would indeed not work. So he's not going to get mixed up. But the way that it's stated, he could certainly get mixed up about the Nazirut, to think Shmuel's then and not Ravuna's then. So according to Ravuna, why doesn't it make it clear that it's only referring to his case of Neder and then Machar, to be a different Neder, to be a Nazir? Kasha, okay, that's a problem. Look, I mean, it's not a fatal objection, but you're right, the Tanna could have and perhaps should have made things clearer. Tanat, yesh neder betoch neder ve'in shvua betoch shvua. Let's take a look now at the Lashon Mishnah. The Mishnah is clearly contrasting neder and shvua in this case. Right now, if it is contrasting, then obviously, as in every contrast, we try to keep the parameters the same in order not to introduce exterior factors so that we can have a true contrast, correct? So let's try to analyze the two cases, stack them up one against the other, and then see what the contrast is. And if we do that, I think you're going to find, says the Gemara, that Ravuna doesn't make any sense. Because look, what are the cases? A guy says, According to Rav Huna, the case of neder, chal betoch neder, is where a guy says, hareni nazir ayom, and then he says, hareni nazir lemachar, okay? What is the equivalent case by a shvua? Now, remember that when he said, hareni nazir ayom, hareni nazir lemachar, perhaps it's true that by the words that he's saying, it would end up that he would be a nazir for 31 days. But in reality, he's a nazir for 60 days. Because that one day is mechayev, and now it triggers the minimal naziris, which is shloshim yom, which we learned from the pasuk. Therefore, for all intents and purposes, what happened was, according to Rav Huna, what happened was, is that the guy made one neder of naziris, and then made a completely separate 30-day naziris. Forget about how he phrased it. But that's the bottom line of what he did. Naziris 30 days, naziris 30 days. And you're calling that nazir betoch nazir, right? Okay, so then an equivalent case in shvua would be what? I mean, this is reductio ad absurdum. The equivalent case of shvua would be, a guy says, I won't eat te'enim, and then he says, and you know what? I won't eat anavim. So, why wouldn't it be chal? So then, if that's the case, what? That's crazy. So the only case where shvua wouldn't be chal al shvua, heki dami shelo chal al shvua shvua, kigon di amar shvua shelo chal teinim because of amar shvua shelo chal teinim. That's the case. All right. So then, what's the equivalent case? Gabi nizirut. The kavatei gabi nizirut heki damai. Where he made the same neder twice. Hareini nazir ayom, hareini nazir ayom. That's Shmuel's case. Vikatani, yesh neder betoch neder. Now, how's Rav Huna going to explain that? Kasha Rav Huna. Amalacha Rav Huna. Well, that's because you're looking at the actual halachic implications of what he said. But how did those implications happen? How did they come about? It's because he actually said, Hareini nazir lemachar, and that nizirut was chal to be able to increase the nizirut by one day. That's the point. So 29 days of that nizirut was hanging there during the period of the nizirut. So if you take a look at his language, I mean, it's clear that what he's saying is the equivalent of a shvua, which is extending beyond the original shvua. So that would be similar to a case where a guy says, I won't eat teinim, and then he says, I won't eat teinim and anavim. Because I'm looking for a case of amigo. Okay. So therefore, Amar Rucha Rav Huna, look, Matnitin, of course he's talking about it, where he said, Hareini nazir ayom. Hareini nazir lemachar. So the case would be by Shvua, the Kavataga b'Shvua, the Amar, Shelo ochal teinim, v'chazar v'amar, Shvua Shelo ochal teinim v'anavim. And in that case, indeed, it's not chal. And that would be the contrast. What do you mean it's not chal? I thought it is chal. Ha'amar Rabba, shvua shelo chal te'inim, v'chazar v'amar shvua shelo chal te'inim v'anavim, and then he goes and he eats te'inim, and now he sets aside his korban shvua. V'hifrish korban. And then he goes and he eats the anavim. The anavim is only a chatzi shiur. Because he said he's not going to eat teinim and anavim. Vein mivim korban al chatzi shiur. But, okay, that's the problem of chatzi shiur. It's not a problem because the neder wasn't chal. The shvur wasn't chal. Obviously the shvur was chal, but there's no shiur to be b'chayev you a korban. You claim the shvur isn't chal at all.
Is it and, not and or what?
And.
Both.
So, what do you mean by both? Both at the same time? We'll get to that. We'll get to that in a moment. Let's assume right now I won't eat te'enim and or anavim. Not necessarily biyachad, but nonetheless, the shvua was chal on these two things. So if I eat one of them, I want to be chai of one. We'll see in a minute what the objections are. I'm keeping it simple first, and we're going to go back over it and see the alternatives here. So then the anavim is a chatzi shir. Okay, but that's the whole problem. Only chatzi shir. Al-mahecha di yomar shvua shlo achal teinim. Because of yomar shvua shlo achal teinim ve'anavim, migu dechal shvua al anavim chayal nami al teinim. Because if the Shvuah hadn't been Chalal Tainim, then it's not a Chatzishir. I mean, then we're talking about this is the Shvuah. So what you're telling me is the Shvuah is not to eat Tainim and Anavim, and therefore it's only a Chatzishir. But you, Rav Hunda, are claiming that the contrast of the Mishnah is that such a Shvuah won't be Chal at all. And that by the Zirut it is Chal. How do you explain that? I'll tell you how to explain it, says Rav Hunda. I don't believe a word he says. Rav Hunda goes, you're like a rabbi. I just say, you're asking me from a bride, you're asking me from rabbi's opinion. I disagree. And I say, in that case, indeed, the Shvuah isn't Chal. Don't give me this business about Chatzishir. What Chatzishir? There's no Shvuah over here. This is the first way that the Ran has mefarish the sugya. He says, I'm not happy with my pshat. Okay, according to his pshat, basically, the issue in the Gemara revolves around, do we look at the phrasing or do we look at the halachic implications? So the Gemara was first saying, since ultimately he's going to end up keeping two completely separate nazirot, so therefore we should also look at a shvuah in which he's ultimately going to be keeping two completely different shvuot on the equal idea, teinim, and then a separate shvuah of anavim, right? Which doesn't make any sense. To which the Gemara responds, and Rav Huna's response is, don't look at the implications of halacha, look at the way that he created the Isser. What he said was one day, not 30 days. Okay, says the Ran, but look, bottom line is, you know what, why not look in the Ran? He's so much fun. Smack bang in the middle of the big lines of the Ran, Adayin Ein Dati Nocha. So Adayin Ein Dati Nocha says, I don't really like this pshat too much. Because look, what's the bottom line? Mikom Makom. We're saying the second Shua can't be Chal because you already made the Shua on Te'inim. But that's true about the Nazirut as well. Isn't that the whole point? That it can't be Chal and therefore you're going to now keep the second Nazirut. So I mean, why isn't it a good point? I think that when the Gemara says, the case over here, where Rav Huna responds and says, no, he added something. Doesn't mean he added something to say, Shelo Achal Te'inim V'Anavim. What he meant was, as Rabbi Yaakov suggested, I won't eat Te'inim with Anavim. That's what he was saying. So there, Achikama, Shelo Achal Otam Ki'achat. And that's the way actually it was mitparesh in the Gemara and Shavuos at the end of the Perek Shavuos Shtayim Batra. So there, Rabba is saying, "V'yomar Rabba, the migo, the chayle shvuah anavim, chayle nama ateinim." What would be the nafkamina? The nafkamina would be that if you went ahead and ate teinim and anavim while you forgot your original shvuah, and somebody gave you hatra'ah for the second shvuah, you would get malchus because then you weren't going to be chay for the first shvuah; you'd be chay for the second shvuah. And comes along, Rav Huna said, I don't agree with that. Lo sfer le the Rama to kiyai gam sfer le Rav Huna that indeed lo chayel shvuah shniya klal. Because since it can't be chal in the te'inim, so therefore it doesn't have a makom to be chal klal, mishum shuah shneyem yachad nishba, velo al anavim bilvad. So therefore, the contrast is this, that if it would be the same thing that I said by shvuah would be true about in the darim, so Binadarim Nami Ilu Hayad Dinan Kishvod, if the halacha would have been the equivalent halacha, so then Hayalonalomar, what we should have said was, the Kivanda Esrimitisha Yom, since on the first 29 days the Neder can't be Chal, same thing over here, since on the Te'inim the Shvuah can't be Chal, it's exactly the same thing. You've got 29 days and one day. You've got Te'inim and Anavim. Rav Huna is claiming that on the Te'inim, it won't be Chal, therefore it won't be Chal on the Anavim either. The contrast, therefore, is, says Rav Huna, but the 29 days, you see that it is Chal. So, but, and nonetheless, if Kivan da Asrim v'Teisha Yom, if the Halacha would be the same, then the Nazirut wouldn't have been Chal. So then how would it be Chal on the 30th day, which is the 31st day from the first Nazirut? Biyom Shloshim Nami lo Chal. Sha'arei kishoma areni nazir l'machar l'shloshim yom kechad itkavein v'lo yom shloshim. It's exactly the same thing. Did I mean not to eat anavim? No, I meant not to eat te'inim anavim. Did I mean to keep in the zeros of one day on the 31st day? No. I meant 30 days that start tomorrow. All is one unit. That's what I meant. Now, if the dinim would have been the same, we would have said, sir, unfortunately, we're forced to conclude that your nazirut wasn't chal, because it was a chal in the first 29 days. How could it be chal on the last day? Just like by Shavuos, if it was a chal on the first item, which was the teinim, how could it be chal on the anavim? Because it's also keachat. Obviously, it's the same keachat by nazirus as is by teinim v'anavim in the gym. That's the contrast, says the Ran. Now, that's a beautiful shot. So the Ravuna is saying that's what the Mishnah is trying to contrast. By a Shavuah, if you add something, then either the Shavuah is chal as one Shavuah. Teinim v'anavim jam. That's what he asked himself. If you can't answer teinim v'anavim jam, then you can't answer it at all. I mean, also make a separate Shavuah, not the anavim, fine. So then if it's mixed, then you'll analyze what the din is on mixtures. But the point is you can't answer that jam. If the din would be true about neder as well, then you wouldn't be able to create a nazirut either. That's not 29 days isn't chal, but one day is chal. That's absurd. Must be that indeed there is a new halacha by nazir that I can do it. And that's a beautiful contrast, says Ravuna. What's wrong with that contrast in the Mishnah? Ein shvua chal al shvua, but neder is chal al neder. Great. So then it works out exactly the way that you or Yaakov was thinking would be the meaning of teinim v'anavim. Okay, everybody happy with this? Beautiful, right? I love the way he writes. Love the way he writes. It's amazing how you can use this kind of language and be so clear and yet very reasonably concise. We are talking about the rationale behind the things, but Rashi never does. Rashi is much more concise, obviously, but he never sets out to explain all of this logic and rationale that lies behind it. Usually when you do that, it's like, right? When Tosfos does it, it's really, you know, complicated. Isn't that straight, sweet, amazing, amazing language? Okay, so we got a great shot in the sugya, and now we can go on to the next kasha on Ravuna. Meitzvah. Misha nazar shtei nazirot. Mana et harishona v'frish korban. Okay, a guy now made himself a nazir twice. Now, of course, this is going to be the issue. What does that mean, he made himself a nazir twice? That's what we're going to see. But he made himself a nazir twice. He then sets aside a carbon, and you know what he does? He now goes to a chacham, and he shoyel on his original nazirah. So now it turns out that this carbon is being brought for what? He didn't keep nazirahs. Ah, not true. He did keep nazirahs. Because now it turns out the nazirahs he kept was the original nazirahs. So now the second nazirut ended up being the one that he's bringing the carbon for, and the first one has disappeared. Because he was shoyel on it. Right?
The second one was what he really did.
The second one was the one that he really did, because now it turned out that he had charata on the first one, so he canceled it.
And it just sort of slips into its place?
Oh. It slips into its place. So now we're saying, so we're saying the second one now counts. So he now counted the second one instead, because that's what he was doing. Not hechidami. Let's think about how Ravuna learns this, because if Ravuna understands that when a guy makes two nazirot, the only way he can make two nazirot is by saying tomorrow, so then how can you say it was the same nazirot? It's different days. I mean, they overlap a little, but big deal. He didn't keep the first nazirot. I mean, the second nazirot, which is the only nazirot he has to keep. He only kept 29 days of it. You're saying he ought to bring the carbon. How do you explain that? So Elay Madama knows already knows Rayom Arani Nazul Bakar. Amay Altalo Shani Abrishana. Hikayumi Yatera. What about that extra day, huh? Elapshita, Dona Arani Nazarayom, Harani Nazarayom, and nonetheless it is chal. Viti Yufti Ravuna. Ah! We see from there that you can make two nazirot, one on top of the other. And that indeed it would have ended up that he's keeping the second nazirot now that he was shoyel on the first nazirot. Well, now that there's only one, 30 days. Otherwise it would have been 60 days. Now, the truth is that this isn't much of a question. There's a way out of this question. The Gemara is going to use this way out in other circumstances later, but we haven't discovered it yet. The way out is that when you are shoel, it's a completely different situation. Because then, even if Enochinami, if the original netter had been there, there would have been no way for the second nizirut to be chal at all, which is what Ravuna holds, because he said it at the simultaneous. But when it disappears, it grabs it. In other words, it's standing there with the potential to be chal if there's place for it to be chal. If the other neder disappears, then this certainly is going to be chal. So that's a different way of answering this, in which case it's not a problem at all. Normally, if you would say, Areni Nazir Hayom, Areni Nazir Hayom, the second is you would have no implications because it had nowhere to be chal. That was Ravuna's whole language. That if it's got one day to be chal, so then fine. But if it's got nowhere to be chal, so what are you going to do with it?
It
disappears. So, there's nothing to do with it. It's not chal. It has nothing to be chal on. We find this by Isurim as well. We say, Inisur chal al Isur, right? So you're only going to be chayav on one of the Isurim. If you take off one of the Isurim, then the Isur that was rofef, that was hanging over it, now has a place to be chal. It's going to be chal. The same thing would be true over here by the Shvua. Okay, the Gemara at this point doesn't use that teretz. We don't know that teretz. Maybe later on in Achinami, when we figure that out, we would have looked at this and say, this is not a question. It's not a problem. So the Ran understands it. Says Ravuna, lo, li'olam. So Ravuna finds a different teretz. Actually, it's talking about Hareini Nazir Hayom and Hareini Nazir L'Machar. When it says Altalo, it doesn't mean Altalo. It just means those 29 days count. Levar me'ahu yumi yetera. Obviously, it means it counted, but you still need to keep that one extra day. Or I got another simple explanation. How about if a guy said, I am a double nazir? How about if he says, I realize shtei nazirot? If he said shtei nazirot bevat achat. So just like even if you hold ein iser, chal al iser, but bevat achat it could be chal. So one doesn't have any advantage over the other. How can you say, well, that one is chal, not that one? I mean, either are both chal or neither is chal. So in that case, I agree, says Ravuna. If a man says that I'm a double nazir, so ain't achinami. The minute that's placed to be chal, it's going to be chal. Or if it ends, this one ends, and the next one will be chay. So kigon shekibel shtei nazirot bevat achat. Motiv Rav Amnuna asks as follows. It says in the bright, nazir lahazir. We darshan the posik that we've darshaned in so many different ways. So then, Isho Ishake Yafli Lindar Neder Nazir Lahazir Lahashem Mikan Shanizirut Chal Al Nizirut. That's Nazir Lahazir. Sheyachol. I might have thought, Valodinu, isn't it clearly a Kal V'chomer that a Nazir should not be Chal on a Nazir? Because look, even though Shavua, which is generally Chamur, and we're going to talk about that later, Ein Shavua Chal Al Shavua, Nizirut, which is not a schabur, which is chala, lo kol shekein, Talmud lomar, nazir lahazir, mikan shen nizirut, chala ala nizirut. Okay? Says Rav Amnuna to Ravuna, can you explain to me what we learned out of that poskim nazir lahazir, according to you? Because according to you, you said the case that we're referring to is where he said, Hareini nazir hayom, Hareini nazir lamachar. Why do I need a posik to tell me that? That's just a simple migo. You said it's a migo. Migo that it's chal on the extra day, so now already I'm mechuyav to keep the full 30 days of nizirot. So why do I need a posik for that? Clearly the posik's got to be coming to tell us, like Shmuel says, not like you say. How are you going to explain that? Let's read that inside. Say echidam. What? Akroboy? I need a posik to tell me that? That simple logic of migo, we use it all over Shas. Elalav, the Yom Hareini Nazir Hayom, Hareini Nazir Hayom. Like Shmuel said, and nonetheless we're learning out from the Pasuk of Nazir Lazir Hashem, Katani Nizirot, Chalal Nizirot, huh? Says Ravuna, well, not necessarily. Maybe Achav Amaya Askina, Kagon Shekibel Alav Shtei Nizirot, Bevat Achat. Why can't it be talking about that the Pasuk is coming to tell me that if he says Tuna Zirot, Bevat Achat, so then it's like he says. It works. Asks the Ran, well, why do I need a pasuk even for that? If a guy says, Hareini Nazir Shishim Yom, I mean, isn't it obvious that he's a Nazir for Shishim Yom? If he says, Hareini Nazir for Shishim for Shnayim Yamim, he's a Nazir for 62 days. I mean, so if he says, Hareini Nazir Yom, so he's like saying, Hareini Nazir Shishim Yom. Says the Ran, no, on the contrary. That's the whole point. If it wouldn't be for the pasuk, I would have thought that indeed that means I should be two naziris, meaning 60 days nazir. One long naziris comes along the pasuk and says, no, you can have a nazir lahazir. When you're mekayyabal naziris in that way, keep 30 days, bring your karbonis, do a giluach, and then keep another 30 days. That's good for what the pasuk is coming to tell me. I'll leave it to Ravuna. Excellent. Yesh nere betoch nere vein shvua betoch shvua. Ketzad ama harini nazir mochal harini nazir mochal v'yachal chayev akol achat v'yachat. Shvua shelo ochal v'yachal v'yachal chayev alachat. Amar Rav Huna, well obviously the Mishnah is talking only about a case lo shana lama harini nazir ayom harini nazir v'achar. Because it's logical, if Migud, the Kamitos of Yuma Yetera, because of the second one, the 31st day of the first Aziris, is the 30th day of the second Aziris, so Chayla Nazirut on Nazirut. Aval Omer, Harini Nazir Ayom, Harini Nazir Ayom, I mean, Ein Chal on Nazirut on Nazirut, what's it going to be Chal on? Shvul Omer, no, that's the whole point of Nazir Lahazir, isn't it? Afil Omer, Harini Nazir Ayom, Harini Nazir Ayom, Chal on Nazirut Alei. So according to Rav Huna, Adatana ain't shvua betoch shvua, litna yesh neder betoch neder vein neder betoch neder. Again, the way the Ron is learning, it doesn't mean instead of, which is normally the meaning of adatani tani, it means in addition to. In other words, instead of leaving it at that, you should have clarified it a bit better. So if you say, Areni nazir ayom, areni nazir lamachar, then yesh neder betoch neder. But if you say, Areni nazir ayom, areni nazir ayom, then ain neder betoch neder. Okay, kash, it bothers you, let it bother you. It's not. Yesh neder betoch neder vein shvua betoch shvua. Hechitami. Okay, you explain it. All right, what the way you want to say it? Areni nazir ayom, areni nazir lamacha. So what's the equivalent case that we're contrasting kavata gabi shvua? That what shelo achal teinim because of arma shvua shelo achal anavim. What are you telling me? It's not chala. My lo chala shvua shvua. The only way it makes any sense is hechitami to lo chala shvua shvua. Go number shvua shelo achal teinim. Because Arvi Amar Shvua Shlo Achal Teinim. Okay, so if that's the case, the equivalent by Nazirut is what? Hechidami. The Amar Reini Nazir Hayom, Reini Nazir Hayom. Ukatoni Yesh Neder Betok Neder Kash Ravuna. Otherwise, how does he understand the Mishnah? Amar Lacha Ravuna, no. The Mishnah is talking about Reini Nazir Hayom, Reini Nazir Machar. But the equivalent case by Shvua is not your silly case, which is simply not a case of extension at all. But rather, the Gavata, Gavi Shvua, the Yoma, Shelo Achal Teinim, because of the Yoma, Shvua Shelo Achal Teinim, V'anavim. We're over there, it's Lo Chayle. Why? Why Lo Chayle? Yoma Rabba, Shvua Shelo Achal Teinim, because of the Yoma, Shvua Shelo Achal Teinim, Anavim, V'achal Teinim, V'vishkar, because of the Anavim. It's Chal, it's just that the Anavim is Chatzi Shir, V'mivim Korban, Chatzi Shir. But Alma Hechad, Yoma Shvua Shelo Achal Teinim, because of the Yoma, Shelo Achal Teinim, V'anavim. Migo, the chal shvua al anavim, chal nami al teinim. Well, Ravuna lo sphere like a rabba, what's your problem? Meite. Mishan azar shtei nezirut, manatar shen avir fishkor ba, minishal alea. Ve'al talo shni abrishona, az echidami. Ilem ad yom ha-reni nazra, yom ha-reni nazra labachara, mai al talo shni abrishona. O yika yume yitera, ala pshita dam ha-reni nazra, yom ha-reni nazra, yom, to you of the Ravuna. No, Ravuna will say, Leolam, it's talking about ha-reni nazra, yom ha-reni nazra labachara. When it says Altalo, obviously it just means Avarmeahu Yumi Yetera. Or you know what? It could be talking about Gon Shkibalov Shtenizirut Vatachat. Motiv Rav Amnuna. What about the brighter that teaches the drasha on the pasuk of Nozil Ahaz? Nozil Ahaz El Hashem Mikan Shenizirut Chalal Nizirut Shiachov Alodino Uma Shvua Kamura Ein Shvua Chalal Shvua Nizirut Chalal Okoshike Talmud Lomar Nozir Lahazir Mikan Shenizirut Chalal Nizirut. So now I ask you, Ravuna, Hechidami, Ilay Medomer, Areni Nazir, Ayom, Areni Nazir, Lamochal. I need a pasuk to tell me that. It's obvious. A kroboy. El Alav, the Yom, Areni Nazir, Ayom, Areni Nazir, Ayom, Ukatani Nazirut, Chala Nazirut. No, Akma Eskinu Gugon Shkibel of Shtenizru Bevatachat. Very good.